We're talking about free MLM lead secrets. We're talking about how to generate leads completely, absolutely free, all right? And how to never have to buy leads ever again. A lot of people spend thousands of dollars on trying to generate leads for their MLM business or network marketing business, and they end up losing their life savings. And I want to help you so you can avoid that, so you don't have to do that ever again. So in this particular training, we're going to cover should you buy MLM leads? I guess the answer to that will be no. We're going to talk about where and how to get MLM leads for free. Should you focus on local and online targeted MLM leads? Best MLM lead source, okay, is FYIG. I'll go through that in a second. I call them the four pillars, okay? Facebook MLM marketing strategies. I'm going to share with you the three C's and what that means for your business. I'm also going to share with you the three steps that really you want to put together here. And then if you can't wait till the end of the video, at least make sure you go to olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. /mastermind. That's where you want to go at the end of this video. At the very minimum, make sure you write it down and go there at leisure and attend my free class on, you can look over my shoulder on exactly how we do this and the three secrets to getting it, to getting leads for your business for free. Okay. So, but right now I want to share some few information with you that I feel will be very, very beneficial for you long term. Now, let me go take a quick look at something real quickly, and I'll see if I can get some people on Facebook seeing this. Okay. You're watching me live, okay? But more likely, you're watching me later on. You're watching the recording. Either way, I want you to understand that leads are the blood of your business, right? Like, it's the blood. It's the life of your business, okay? And if you don't have leads, there's no money. And what's leads? I mean, if you got here, I'm going to assume that you know what leads are. But essentially, they're prospective customers that can buy into your business opportunity before people decide to join you. They are usually leads, okay? And the best quality of leads are not your family and friends. They simply just are not your family and friends, okay? So, and many people don't like when I say that. A lot of the gurus, a lot of the old school gurus, they're not going to like when I say that. Some of the gurus are really coming to the side of digital marketing things, digital age, MLM building formula. A lot of them are coming. A lot of them are using it. Some of them have been using it for years, but they won't teach it to you because they are essentially saying that you won't appreciate it or you won't duplicate it. It's not duplicatable. And here's something I like to tell people. Duplication or duplicatability, first of all, duplicatability is not really a word, okay? As a matter of fact, my transcription thing is probably having a hard time transcribing that right now. They already have a hard time with my accent, right? But the bottom line of what I'm saying is that to win in the MLM game, it's nothing duplicatable anyway, okay? It can be done. It's simple to be done. However, people are complicated. So people can't follow simple process. So in this video right now, I'm going to be sharing with you a simple strategy, okay, that you can use in your business. But I know for a fact that most people are not going to follow it. And then they're going to struggle. And then 3 months from now, they're still going to complain that nothing is working out for them. Okay, so let's see here. Just want to get some couple of people more on from my personal page. All right, so I want you to know that nothing I'm sharing with you is it's not necessarily duplicatable, but it doesn't mean that the winners will not duplicate it. There's two different things, okay? The people that are meant to win in this game will duplicate what I'm sharing with you right now. They will run with it, and they will use it. However, it's always going to be a lot smaller at the top. And it's going to be overcrowded at the bottom because most people won't do what it takes, okay? So the first thing I want to share with you here, should you buy MLM leads? Okay, now, a couple of reasons why I don't think you should buy MLM leads. Number one, You don't know the source, okay? You don't know the source of the lead that you're buying. And yes, they will tell you whatever they need to tell you to get you to buy, okay? Oh, yeah, the leads are targeted. The leads are qualified. They're pre-qualified. They just called it right now. People will tell you, I mean, all these gurus and vendors will tell you those kind of things to get you to buy MLM leads. But the bottom line here is that you're buying leads, or at least that you don't know the source, okay? Some of you are really getting inclined into digital age and you think you should buy email leads. And they're telling you they're qualified email leads. And then you buy this list of, I don't know, 100 people, 200 people. Some of you buy into thousands, 10,000 people. And then more than 70, 80% of that list are not really real emails. There are scripts and robots today to manufacture emails, fake emails. And people can literally turn around and sell that to you and take your money. If you do that enough times, you will run out of money. You will run out of resources. You will dig into your life savings. The gambling spirit will creep in, and then you will end up losing all your money and not build a business anyway. So should you buy MLM leads? If you're making, there are quality sources out there, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not making six figures yet, you're not going to find out what the sources are. Why? Because the top leaders are keeping them secret. They don't want to share that with you either, okay? So some of them are willing to share, but the more people they bring in, the less quality that source of lead is going to be anyway. That's another reason right there, okay? So you want to go the extra mile. In anything you do in your business, you want to take the extra mile. Don't do the things that comes off a little bit too easy, because chances are everybody else are doing it, right? Everybody else is doing it, right? And then you have low quality, right? At the end of the day anyway. So even if the list was supposed to be quality, everybody else are mailing these people. And before you know it, they're low quality. The attention span is low. Then these emails are not useful anyway. Okay. So should you buy MLM leads? I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it if you're not making at least six figures yet from your business. Now, if you are an entrepreneur and your business is generating six figures already, then you can maybe do a quick research. You can afford to do a few tests and see which one is converting for you. But bottom line for most people is you should not be buying MLM leads. Now, where to and how to get MLM leads for free? Okay. That kind of makes me want to merge these two together. I'm going to merge these two subtopics together, the best MLM lead source, okay, and where to and how to, okay, so maybe not how to get MLM leads for free. So I'm going to merge them together right here, and then I'm going to go back to local versus online targeted MLM leads. Okay, first of all, Let me, before I get into where to and how to get MLM leads for free, the best MLM lead source, right? Let me talk about, should you target local versus online targeted MLM leads? Well, I kind of gave the answer away right there. Online targeted MLM leads are essentially people that are searching, or they're struggling to get by in the MLM game, right? Or they're searching for a home business opportunity. They're already searching, so you don't have to do much of selling. You don't have to answer stupid questions like, is this a scam? Or does this work? Is this one of those pyramid things? You don't have to answer stupid questions like that if you focus on targeted MLM leads. And the best way to find targeted MLM leads today, it's all online. Why? Because I know that even if you talk to people locally about your opportunity, they're still going to Google it anyway. They want to Google reviews and see what people are talking about. So why would you want to focus your energy on local? Some people may say, hey, go to meetups, go give away business cards. Well, first of all, that's wasting of money. You should not be giving business cards away unless somebody specifically asks for it, okay? I have business cards, but I take business cards just to get them on my list, okay? I'll take business cards all day long because you know why? Because most people want to give away business cards. So if you've read How to Influence People by Dale Carnegie, I don't know if I got that title right, you will know that you really want to focus on what people want in anything you do in life, in relationships, in business. You just want to focus on what people want, right? What do people want when they go to meetups? They want to give away as many business cards as possible. So take it, okay? Make them feel good about themselves and put them on your list, because you're going to be more leveraged in how you build your business from your list anyway. Does that make sense? So local versus online targeted MLM leads, if I were to allocate my resources properly, I would tell you go for online targeted MLM leads all day long. Now, with that being said, that takes me into The next subtopic here, which I've merged two together, where to and how to get MLM leads for free, right? That takes me there, right there. The best MLM lead sources, okay, are, I'm going to tell you right now, the F stands for Facebook. The Y stands for YouTube. Chances are you're watching me on YouTube or Facebook right now. The I stands for Instagram. Why? Because I know you can actually market on Instagram. Okay, you can actually market on Instagram. And marketing on Instagram, the way I like it, costs money. So it's not necessarily something you want to do until you make sure that you're either one of these two, right? You're getting at least 1,000 unique visitors to your personal blog or videos every for free, right? If you're getting that, then you can do what we call retargeting on Instagram, meaning people that come to your video, they didn't take action, you can remind them with an ad, with a marketing piece of ad on Instagram and Facebook. That's my favorite way of marketing on Facebook and Instagram. And the G stands for Google. Essentially, the way I recommend you market on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Google are similar, okay? So Facebook and Instagram is similar, right? It's simply paying for marketing. But I don't want you to pay for cold traffic ever. Cold traffic is somebody who has never heard about you before, ever before, right? Warm market, your family and friends. They are also low quality type of leads, by the way, okay? Hot traffic are people that have heard of you before. You've served them one way or the other before, right? And you're simply bringing them back to your website. You're bringing them back to your YouTube videos. You're bringing them back to your online property so that they can get served even more. And the more you do that, you build a brand, your brand, your trust, equity are pretty much byproduct of the activity I just shown you, right? On YouTube and Google, same activities is how you attract. That's how you attract good MLM leads. You simply give them what they want. If you give people what they want, they will want more at any price that you offer, okay? So if you give them what they want for free, right? They already want it. They're searching for it. They're struggling in it. Many people, like 98% of MLMers and network marketers are making less than $10 a month, okay? So think about that. The same statistics as realtors. Realtors, on an average, make $8,000 a year. So if you can help these people solve their problem, they will follow you. They'll become a part of your team. They will jump hoops to get into anything you're doing. Why? Because you serve them, because you give them what they wanted. You solve their problems for them. You answer their questions. And the best place where you can solve people's problems and answer people's questions is YouTube and Google by doing something I called search engine optimization, which is something we'll cover extensively when you go through my free class at olatalks.com/mastermind. Okay? So the best MLM lead source is Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Google today. I call them the four pillars. Some people may say, hey, through email, you can buy solo ads and things like that. But again, you're buying leads, okay? And buying leads as the core foundation of your business is such a big mistake. A lot of people lose money. A lot of people don't get results. And then they find that out after losing their life savings. And then they quit anyway, or they quit without even knowing it, meaning they're not really active because it's not exciting. If you're not getting results fast enough, it's not really exciting. But with the way I teach inside of the mastermind class, right, the way I teach these things, the core foundation of your business is based off of free and quality, the highest quality for that matter, because they are searching. And some of them are struggling. I call them the SS. They're searching and they're struggling, okay? So when it comes down to the next subtopic here, which is Facebook MLM marketing strategies, there are quite a few things you can do on Facebook for organic traffic, okay? Well, hashtags are big right now. If you hashtag your content properly, so again, you're giving content. You got to give people what they want, okay? If you hashtag them properly, your videos will get found, okay? That's number one. Number two, if you join targeted groups of people where people have like-minded, people that are trying to build an MLM or people that are trying to make money online. If you join those kind of group and you serve in those community, it's a little bit manual. I don't recommend it because you really don't have to, but some people will teach this strategy out there, right? They teach you, they say, hey, go there and just engage people and just talk to people and serve people. You can do that. But personally, if I was going to do that, I would take questions that people are asking. I would shoot a video about them. I will optimize them for the search engines. Then I will share them in those groups. I will share them in on a personal and a group basis. Okay. So that's one way that you can market on Facebook for your MLM. Okay. You serve the community. You serve people that are searching for solutions, people that are struggling. SSS, searching, struggling, solution, right? You share the strategy, you learn the strategies I'm sharing with you, and you share with them in your own language. There's somebody right now that's gonna that will rather listen to you than me, okay? Why? For many different factors. There's attraction energy in the air. So for many different factors, I don't know, I don't care, right? So many of those different factors, somebody will rather listen to you than me, okay? But the key thing you need to understand is there's big enough marketplace. The online internet does not have shortage of traffic, okay? The only thing it has shortage of is attention span. And attention span meaning because there's so much information, people are jumping from one thing to the other. That's understandable. But again, if you get really good at consistency, at the game of consistency, then you will win because people will see your face all the time because you're busy serving people. Now, your competitors, most of your competitors are not going to do this. And that's why you get to win. That's why I get to win, because you're going to see my face every day. Speaking of, you're going to see my face every day. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel because I do this every single day, okay? For now, I'm going to be doing this every single day. I'm going to be releasing a lot of content, and you don't want to miss any one of them because just one nugget is all you need to take you through the roof in your business, okay? Now, let's get into the real strategies. The real strategies come down to what I call the three C's, okay? Create, capture, and convert. Create, capture, and convert. So as you notice in everything I said so far, you got to be given. You got to be given first to receive. If you don't give, you don't receive. In relationships, in business, if you don't focus on just giving your best and giving and giving and giving, you're going to have shortage of everything you want in life. And the people that win in the game of business and relationships are people that give value. Value, value. The more value you give, the more money you're going to make. The sweeter your life is going to be. The more bliss your life is going to be if you give, 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 and give, and give. So what are we giving here? You know something that other people don't know. Just by being right here with me right now, you know something that other people simply do not know. The more you share what you know, the better. Okay. Now there's a strategy. There's a method to the madness. And that's what I teach again in the masterclass where you go through that allatalks.com/mastermind. When you create content, people got to find the content. Okay. Creating content that people will not consume is meaningless, right? So you want to create. And then the next C here is that you want to capture. See here is that we want to capture, all right? And capture means you want to capture the audience, you want to capture their attention, okay? And you want to capture their contact information, audience, attention, and then their contact information. Why? Because again, there's so much noise online, and the average person needs to see you, see your product, see what you're about a few times before they really warm up to you, before they become what we call the hot traffic. Hot traffic, hot leads is what you want to focus on. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you focus on doing the work of building people from cold to hot leads, you win the game. Because you know why? Because most people would not do that. Most people are looking for a one-way ticket to becoming a millionaire, right? That's what most people are looking for. And you know that doesn't exist. If you get into that line, what you're going to do, you're going to end up wasting money, wasting resources. And then 3 months, 6 months, 3 years from now, you're still going to be in the same spot and you haven't made any money. Okay. So that's it right there. And then the third C is you want to convert. You want to convert these people to sales. You want to convert them to team members. And how we do that is a very simple process. Okay. It's a very simple storytelling process. The storytelling starts from when you create, okay? Because again, people are warming up to you, getting to know who you are. They're getting attracted to you because you're giving them all this value, and you're doing most of the converting work starting from the first C, which is creating. And the C game is really a wide game. You want to play that very wide, and then capture convert is the depth game. That's how you dig deeper into where the money is. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's this one income source, because I have a few income sources. There's this one income source that brought me $60,000 by itself over the last 12 months, all because The system that I put together captured one single guy that just went crazy. Okay. I played the wide game. A lot of people came in. I made a little bit of money here and there from a lot of people. But there's this one guy that just took off and became a leader. And then boom, $60,000 just from one income source. And you can do the same process over and over again for multiple income streams. Okay. So now that's the three C's. Now let's get on to the building an asset. Okay. The building an asset is really from the second C, which is capture. You want to capture audience, you want to capture their attention, and then you want to capture their contact information into a list. Okay, now you want to build a list. Okay, the only asset you have in this game of entrepreneurship in this digital age is your list of leads, your list of customers. Okay, you are in the media business. I don't care if you're real estate, if you're MLM, you're network marketing, you're in the media business, okay? And the bigger your list is, the better, okay? The better your ability to build a profitable list, the better. So the money is in the list. However, the fortune is in building relationship with the list. And that takes me to this next point right here, okay? You want to build a relationship with that list. How do you build a relationship with that list? It goes back to the same thing I told you earlier. Really, this whole thing I'm sharing with you, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points are all interwoven, okay? The same 3 C's process is how you're going to build relationship with your list. You take every content you create, you keep mailing it to your list. If you do that, just simply do that, you will continue to build relationship with that list and the fortune, and these people will warm up with you and will trust you because they see you again, because seeing you every day, consistency and playing the wide game with the create part of the three C's is how you build a relationship. It's how you build a brand and trust equity by default. Okay. It's a byproduct of the process. So again, it's just interwoven, but the fortune is really in doing that. So there's no capturing and then you don't do anything else anymore. No, you capture, you continue the same process of create, capture, convert, and it's interwoven and it's repeat and rinse all day long. Okay. The last but not least, we don't have a business if we don't know how to monetize, okay? And you really can't depend on one stream of income. I know your MLM is the best in the world, okay? But guess what? Selling TVs is the best thing in the world for Best Buy as well, okay? Selling electronics. But that does not mean when you get to the door and you're about to leave that you can't grab water, that you can't grab a soda, that you can't grab a magazine, that you can't grab candy, something, earbuds. These days you'll find earphones and earbuds, stuff like that. Stuff that people can grab for $1, $2 when they're walking out of the store. Even though Best Buy or Circuit City, I think Circuit City folded up, right? By the way, there's a big retail crisis coming up. All these companies have been folding up for a few years right now, and more is coming. So you got to pay attention to what I'm telling you right now, because people like you learning the skills are going to be the core of the economy. If you learn this stuff, you're going to make millions of dollars, okay? So monetizing your list is a big deal, multiple streams of income strategically. So I'm not saying jumping from one deal to the other. Some people do that and they expect something to happen. No. There's a core spinal cord of multiple streams of income, okay? And that's you learning the skills of marketing, okay? So monetizing your list from a multiple streams of income, MSI standpoint, is key, okay? So if you're selling your MLM, you're selling, there are other things that can be sold through your list, and people that buy it on your list, that's why you build a list, right? They will appreciate it because it will help them with everything else they have going on. So it has to be related, multiple streams of income somehow. So where there's a strategy to multiple streams of income is my point. And you want to be careful not to jump from one deal to the other, back and forth and things like that. You just want to be careful not to be one of those type of people. All right. So you want to monetize the list. You want to monetize the list to the fullest. You don't want to be kumbaya about that. You don't want to be saying, I don't want people to think I'm selling all the time. No, you want them to think that you're selling all the time, because if you're not selling, that simply means you have no value to bring to the marketplace. And you should not be scared of selling, especially that you don't have to do any selling based on the strategies I shared with you so far, which is creating, capture, and convert. You're creating so much value that people don't mind buying from you. Gary Vaynerchuk called it jab, 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 right hook. You're giving, 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 giving. And those few times, even without asking, people will bless you. People will buy from you. They will join your business. And you will make money by default. Why? Because you are the leader in the marketplace. And leadership is one of the most scarce commodity when it comes to building a business. So that's what I have for you today. Make sure you follow me on Instagram or Snapchat. But more importantly, make sure you go to olatalks.com/mastermind and attend my free class where I go through this whole thing and the step-by-step details. I have some case studies of people using this, but I also give you an opportunity to get on the inside with us here at Empire Traffic Academy at a massive discount. So, More importantly, okay, make sure you attend that free class. Don't forget to subscribe. Give me a thumbs up. If you like this, you want more of it, thumbs up, click like, share this video. Share this video with your team members. Share this video with your upline, with your downline, with your sideline. And I appreciate that, but I think they will appreciate it even more, okay? So thank you so much. Now, see you on the next episode right here, okay? This is probably, we do this every Monday. We do this next Monday again, but tomorrow we're going to be talking about real estate and some other things for the rest of the week. So make sure you subscribe into this channel, and I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much, YouTube. Bye now.